Wow, what a full day. Isn't it amazing how fast it goes by? And here we are at the final channel of the day. So please, if you haven't registered for the Lemurian Sisterhood and you would like to, the registration closes 1 hour, so 5 p.m. Mountain, whoops, sorry, 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And you will not be able to register after that. We will begin the meeting exactly at 6 with the Cryon Channel. So let us bring the energy of the day into one place in our being. Take a breath, close your eyes, and just relax. Soften your body. Let your limbs just feel that relaxation. Notice if you need to take another breath to let go of any places of tension, any holding that might still be going on. This is an opportunity for you to really find that place where you can listen with all of your being. Not just your ears, not just watch with your eyes, but going into a deeper place, a place of listening, hearing, and receiving. We are so blessed to have the entourage with us, the star mothers, the angelic ones, Adirondack Council. This is what brings us together now. Here we are together, this family of light, giving, receiving, bringing with us what we have come here for. We have come here to connect. We have come here for self-realization. We have come here for healing. And as you receive the energy in the channels, know that all of those places in your lives will be touched by the messages and the love of Cryon and Adirondack.
Ah, so it is good day to you again. So good still to see your bright lights, your joy, your radiant selves. Ah, dearest beings of light, we give thanks to Dr. Ember and her ever-present sisterhood that is coming in and bringing that energy from the star mothers. For as you see, that is the unfolding of the new times that are based in the ancient teachings. Very power-filled. In that energy, know that your own expectation that it is going to be in that capacity, that this new thing, old thing, what is going to be, is not what it is at all. You see, when you place the old energy into the frequency of the right here and right now, it all redevelops, it all shifts, it all changes, it all connects in new ways. So nothing is that it was as it was before. It is only your belief that it ought to be. And there's that rub, huh? There's the energy that gets in your way, trips you over your own feet, because it is not there. It is not that normalcy. Ah, dearest beings of light, there is nothing any longer that would be considered normal. Nothing. No matter what you are living your life through, there are some constants that you can usually depend upon. When you breathe in normal circumstances, if there is such a thing, you will breathe out. When you breathe in, you will breathe out. However, there are still greater things working at play, that are moving round about in new ways, as you see from dearest Meshach Keron, that the energy of the eclipse happens in a celebration time of the United States. The energy within that eclipse happens in that capacity of acknowledging the wondrousness of celebrating you. Again, that is a choice. It also acknowledges that new things are blowing in to the frequency of humanity. We are here in the studio of Randy Luna, who is, by his own calling, a weather geek. We've got geeks in the studio. We've got geeks here in Missouri, too. And the vessel Maryland stepped outside, and it was all hazy outside and very odd energy. And she comes back in, and he says, did you notice the Sahara plume? Now, what that means is that the sand and the energy from the Sahara Desert has moved its way all the way to Missouri. And he says that that happens from time to time. But this is the biggest one. Why? Because it is rearranging the expectation of what even the weather people say. It is rearranging and laying a new foundation of dust on the planet. And as it is arranging that new foundation of dust, even where you are stepping, it is different. That is power-filled energy, power-filled information. For you see, one would expect that if they pick their foot up and put it down, it's going to be the same. And it is not. It is about the new energy that is moving in. Yes, when you take a deep breath in, you can still take a deep breath out. You can still take a deep breath in and you still let the deep breath out. However, there are new ways to be even breathing and stepping. And we would ask for you to work with that. A few weeks ago, we talked a little about box breathing, where you're breathing in to a count of four, hold to a count of four, breathing out to a count of four, hold to a count of four, and breathing in to a count of four, hold to a count of four, breathing out to a count of four, hold to a count of four. That shifts your frequency. That keeps you from expecting the earth to be the same wherever you put your foot. We also see another breathing technique where you are breathing in, and on your exhale, stop a third of the way there and pause. And then breathe out and stop a third of the way and pause. And then release your exhale. That tells your body that something new is amiss. Something new is coming. Something new is in the air. It may be sand, but something new is coming through. That tells your body, it's a little warning to your body that there is a new frequency that is here on this planet. It is a powerful frequency. It is the new energy of love. It is the new energy of connectivity. It is the new energy of you. Without the expectation that when you pick your foot up, it's going to go back down in the same direction. Because what it's putting back down is a little layer, maybe even invisible to your naked eye, of moving sand from the other side of the planet. Now, there was a time many years ago, that where we said, well, we take a deep breath here, they feel it in India, which is true. Now, you take a deep gaze here and you see the sand from the other side of the planet. That energy is not a caution for you to be afraid of what is happening. It is the energy of following that plume, following that flow of the vibration to see the newness that is you. So, dearest beings of light, what is the newness that is you? What can it be? You have received all of the teachings today, and tomorrow you must receive all of the teachings tomorrow. And if you're not there with us tomorrow, why not? Or Monday, why not? For you see, this is your time to acknowledge in the very cells of your field the newness of the new dimension. The frequency of matching up of the nodes and the knolls and the energy that is flowing around the planet. There was a teacher many, many years ago, Simon Peter, I believe his name is, that drew ley lines, new ley lines. Those ley lines are now coming to pass. Then it was considered maybe science fiction. These are the times that science fiction was written about. And you, dearest beings of light, volunteered to be here at this time. You said, pick me, I want to go down to Earth at this time to see how those changes are handled. To see how that frequency of anxiety transforms into the frequency of benevolence. Yes, breathe deeply into that. Breathe in. And let just one third out. And pause. And one third out. And pause. And one third out. And then breathe normally. What happens in that moment of pause? Where are you? Where is your brain? Where is your mind? Where is your energy? Where is your frequency? Are you saying, oh no, am I ever going to breathe again? No. You're just taking a pause of presence. You like that, eh? A pause of presence. And with that pause of presence, every cell in your body, every cell in your field, if you haven't seen the movie, The Field, you should, every cell in your field is becoming present. And watching the plume of the Sahara Desert through the energy, watching the flow of the sands of time as you would, moving through this universal pathway. That is what is happening on this planet. There are things happening right here, right now, that have never been experienced in the history, the thousands of year history of this planet. And you are here to see, sense, feel, hear, know what is being experienced. So are you experiencing that anxiety? And when you breathe, just as we did, that anxiety lessens. Are you experiencing a trauma when you look at the television set and it's got news on it that does not resonate with you? You are learning to see in a different way. You are learning to release your expectations of the way you believe things ought to be, because there is no ought to any longer. Instead, there is truly here and now. And the only ought to is that plume of energy that is naturally moving round about this planet to cleanse, to heal, to shift your expectations. You know, when you stand on the sand by the sea, that the ocean can come up and the sand actually moves underneath your feet. That is what is happening now. And it is a power-filled energy. And that is why there are so many channels in the world. That is why we nudged our vessel Merlin. That is why Cryon and Lee Carroll nudged our vessel Merlin to teach that, to share the techniques, because it is time for you to receive your information, because your information is what is the evolutionary path of this planet. So breathe in and release one third. Pause. And one third. And pause. And one third. And then breathe normally. Shifts your brain, huh? Shifts your energy. You are activated. We open your heart and activate the feeling of unconditional love right in it. Take another deep breath and exhale normally. That is how it happens. Take another deep breath and exhale normally. You see, even the plume is not an accident. Even the eclipse that is overnight on a day in the United States of independence is not an accident. You indeed are a part of a vast plan that is moving and flowing with the changing sands of the universe. And that is exciting. We will see you tomorrow and the next day. Because we love you so much. We look into your hearts. We look into your soul. And we see you. We see you with divine love. And we are honored by your courage to be here now. In these times, we love you deeply, and we bid you namaste, namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the second channel of four, which we are calling the healing channels. I started this morning by identifying four major aspects of the healing of the human body. It's the first time I've ever put these together in this way. In review, the first was the chemistry of the body, a very three-dimensional engine. The second was the inheritance from the physical ancestors. That is also 3D. The third was what we will call the Akashic Template, which I will discuss tomorrow. And the fourth, just consciousness, which we'll also talk about tomorrow. Again, we say to those perhaps who have just tuned into this number two, that there's a place where all four of these exist, so you do not have to wonder where the rest of them are. And that place, as we have said before, is that which you call the site of Kryon. I want my partner to go slow now so you will understand fully the concepts, the information, the feeling, and the energy of what we are about to tell you. You cannot discuss these four attributes of healing without first information. Information that would seem immediately to be metaphysical, perhaps even technical, in a metaphysical way. But you cannot discuss even one of these attributes without this truth. It is a basic truth. It is a truth yet to be validated but discovered many times. A truth that seems beyond comprehension to those who study cellular biology and medicine. And yet it is a truth that will be discovered, that will change everything. And it's this: your biology, all of it, all four of these attributes, all sit in a field. Now, this is not a field that has been created from channeling or from the healers here. This is a field that the body already has. We have spoken of this many times and in many ways. Are you or are you not a divine creature of God? If you don't want to say the word God, say of the creative source. Are you or are you not related to the divinity of the universe? And most of you will say, well, I have a soul. That means that I probably am. And you're right. We've said it before. Most of the planet believes in the afterlife. Now, this means there is a strong belief that comes from innate that says that after you die and perish in a biological form, there's something that remains. And that something you can call whatever, a soul. And that something is still you in some way, a consciousness something that is not in the body. This is the clear and constant unanimous thinking of most of the planet. Over 80% of you believe in the afterlife. This 80% means that most of Earth understands you have a soul. Now, what does that mean to you, really? Honestly. If you want to go back to the ancients and the teaching and the training thereof, the soul also resides loosely in a vehicle called the Merkaba. Now, that is a Hebrew word that loosely means to ride. The human soul rides in this Merkaba, which has been described as a field energy, a bubble, approximately 8 meters wide. This is ancient information known for a very, very long time. And it's something that describes this field that you sit in. Indeed, is that field three-dimensional? Is your soul three-dimensional? And you would say, oh no, the soul must be multidimensional, and it is. Some even say quantum. Follow my logic, because, dear ones, this is the crux of everything I'm going to teach in these four lessons in healing. And that is this: your body sits in a field of unity. And that means that one thing affects another, affects another, affects another. Is it possible that even the chemistry, number one, of your body has multidimensional attributes? This was actually shown and proven many times over by those who asked that question and dared to test it. One of the first, almost two decades ago, was Vladimir Poponin, a Russian scientist who decided to use photons of light in an experiment with DNA. And in the DNA's field, he watched those photons of light do things that they were never supposed to do. He realized that what he was seeing is light, which is multidimensional, it can be in two places at the same time, interacts with human biology as though biology was interdimensional as well. He saw it. Others have seen it. We teach it. So the first premise of everything is that your biology, your simple chemistry, your DNA itself, has multidimensional aspects and attributes. So if this is so, it means that even the chemistry layer, even the 3D layer number one, that the doctors will push and pull on with the chemistry of the day, of the drugs of the day, even that is multidimensional. Let me ask you, are you using any multidimensional tools to react with that chemistry layer? Your medicine isn't. It's using 3D to push on a multidimensional source. And the result I told you this morning is that there are side effects for every single push. No matter what you give this body, there are side effects. Except for one thing. Something else you've discovered. You discovered it hundreds of years ago, and yet you've never developed it into a common truth. And here it is. You discovered that you could give tinctures of instruction sets to the number one layer of chemistry without side effects. Instruction sets that were so tiny in their chemistry that even though you have chemistry pushing on chemistry, the body saw it, recognized it, and obeyed it. Obeyed it, meaning this, you give it an instruction, and it obeys. You have a headache, you give it a tincture called homeopathy. The body cannot actually see that as chemistry, but it sees it instead as an instruction. Do you get that? It does not see it as chemistry. It sees it as an instruction, and the headache leaves. There's something in your chemical body called a smart body, innate. This is part of the chemistry, built in. It's the smart body because it is used many times by even the physicians who understand kinesiology to test what you don't know about yourself. The smart body will work with muscles, giving you information that never could be given any other way. Suddenly, you're opening a door even to layer number one that says, look, the basic 3D chemistry isn't 3D. It must be multidimensional because it's responding seemingly in a non-allopathic way to signal sets being given to it. What do you think of this whole idea of a smart body? That smart body, dear ones, has been given to you so you can ask it questions, so it will know more than you do. It's only touched the surface in what it knows. That number one set called chemistry is far grander and greater than anything you would imagine. It has to be. Number one layer called chemistry is the engine of the body. It is the engine. Everything starts and stops at the engine. The engine either propels you forward or doesn't. It either works or it doesn't. It doesn't partially work, because that leads then to failure. This engine of yours is constantly rejuvenated over decades and decades and decades. It's a smart engine. It's even more smart than you know. But everything starts and stops at the engine. So the chemistry layer is critical. Now you start asking the questions. What is it that you could do to give instruction sets to the basic chemistry engine that would change it? Question. To those who work in homeopathy, when you give a tincture, a remedy, to a human being, and the human being then is cured. Question, can you see it in the chemistry? Does the microscope reveal the cure? The answer, yes, it does. Indeed, yes, it does. Because the engine is the engine. The chemistry must change in order for the healing to have occurred. So if you give a tincture for an immune boost, for instance, something that is supposed to make you less susceptible to disease, if you tested the human being, would you see an increase in the white blood count? The answer is yes. You see, homeopathy works. It changes that chemistry. Against all things that you might expect, homeopathy is the key to the understanding of instruction sets that change the chemistry physically in the body. So everything I'm going to talk about in that which is the healing would change the chemistry. It has to. That's the engine. Do you know people who have had cure from disease? Do you know people who have had a remission to the extent that disease is gone? Do you have any friends who might have had a divine healing? And if they had a divine healing, quickly, if you look at their chemistry in a microscope, does it change? And the answer is yes. You see, the divine healing changed the engine. So the chemistry, layer one, the engine of the body will always react, will always change with the instruction sets that follow. Up to now, your instruction sets, dear ones, have been pills. And those pills aren't really instruction sets. They're reactionary. A chemical pushes against a chemical to cause another chemical to change, and in the process, many change. Because you see, there is a unity, a feel. When you change one thing, other things move and other things change. Now, in the allopathic number one layer of chemistry, that isn't so good. But let me tell you something. If you give the right instruction set that doesn't push against chemistry but changes the reaction, there is no side effect. It's a cascading healing. Remember that word, a cascading healing, where you give an instruction set for the body to strengthen itself in one way, and it strengthens itself in all ways, because that is the way the engine works. When you give the engine a certain kind of chemistry, if it's your car, you give it certain kind of oil or gasoline or whatever it is, that's not all that gets improved. It runs better, it acts better, it lasts longer. There's no side effect. So what I'm telling you is this. You're going to develop instruction sets that create cascading healing, not chemistry that pushes against each other and has side effects, but chemistry that changes its reaction to itself. Chemistry that changes reactions to itself. Crying, what are you talking about? Ask the person who had the healing from cancer. What did the microscope show? And they'll say, doctor said I'm free of cancer. So you mean it's not still there and some divine angel is sitting on it? You say, well, how silly of you to say that. Well, what else would have happened? Of course it changed the chemistry. You wouldn't be alive if it didn't. I want you to get the point. Everything we're going to talk about changes the chemistry, but it changes how the chemistry looks at itself. Enter layer two. Layer two, your inheritance. If you're a three-dimensional thinker and you don't want anything to do with this message, you're going to say, genes are genes are genes. You can't change them. And they will always be there. And if you have a propensity for disease that your sister had, your mother had, your father had, it remains. It's there. It changes your cellular structure. It pushes upon it. Propensities are that way. Propensity meaning you're going to get it. Chances are it's going to push the chemistry into disease like it did your relatives. So the inheritance, very three-dimensional, is looked at with all of the chemistry by all doctors to see what are your propensities to catch these certain things or to develop these certain things. What did I tell you when we started? You sit in a field where everything reacts with everything. You've already discovered that homeopathy is a signal set which is not really linear, is it? Because you're not giving chemistry other chemistry, you're giving it a tincture. So many parts per million that are so minuscule, it couldn't possibly have a chemical reaction. And that is proven. So why does it change? It changes because it saw the instructions somehow from a source that yet you have yet to understand or discover or really recognize its importance. What if I told you this? There are signal sets that can talk to the inheritance part of your body. And it doesn't take away the gene, dear ones, because those who can count the genes, those who can recognize them, the science that could say you have the gene for this or that, that does not change. The chemistry didn't change in that point. But what did was the body's reaction to the gene. You just rewrote the program. Is it possible that you can rewrite a program in your body that is a program that gives you a predisposition for disease? Well, if you knew how this amazing body of yours works, it's programmed, all of it. It works a certain way because it's programmed to work that way. It's programmed as part of the genome. And what you're doing is coming in and rewriting that program. It's not spectacularly odd, dear ones. It's not woo-woo, dear ones. You're simply changing that template of the programming that's already there. Cryon, I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying that if I have the gene for a certain disease, that I can rewrite that whole thing and it won't give me that disease? Welcome to understanding. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. So even within the first two layers, there's miracles. I haven't even touched on the woo-woo yet. I haven't got to three and four. That's tomorrow. Just the first two. Have miracles waiting for you to discover. Yes, you can rewrite. How do I reprogram? Cryon, tell me, what is the process? What do I go through? For 31 years, I gave you the answers. Book after book, channel after channel, it's all there. It starts with your belief. What you cognize in your brain becomes your reality. Adaronda, who was channeling before me, they said the same thing. What you imagine, you can create. What you think changes outcomes. We have said this so many times, and now that is even becoming the reality. Some of science is even starting to see that, that those who would imagine they're always sick become sick. And those who imagine that they are always well never become sick. And they say consciousness must therefore play some kind of part of health. Welcome to understanding. Oh, it doesn't play some part. It plays the whole part. We haven't got there yet. That comes tomorrow. You first have to believe you can. Those who say, oh, I think I'll try it, nothing will happen. You don't try it. If I tell you that gravity is going to take over when you jump off a bank of a river and to go into the water, do you say, really, really, I think I'll try it? You don't try it, you go into the water, you see? You have to cognize it, understand, it's got to be yours. You have to work on yourself to the point where you say, I am a creature who is quantum. I have the ability in this soul of mine to sit in the field and work with my own chemistry. Affirmations come into play, dear ones. Affirmations where you are telling yourself over and over a truth that then becomes the truth. I am strong. I am healthy. I am free of disease. Do you know the power of that? That's tomorrow. But you already know where we're going with this. The engine of your body, the physical chemistry of your body, will change. And they will be able to test it in laboratories. Why is it, Mr., Miss., whatever, that we're seeing your system so much stronger than it was the last time you were here? What are you doing? What pills are you taking today? We want to know. And if you say, it's the pill of belief, it's the pill I'm taking now of taking charge of my own body. That's one and two. That's just basic three-dimension thinking around a quantum energy that is there that you don't fully understand. Healing is far easier than you think. It is not a mystery. But if you believe everything you were told about what you can and cannot do, nothing's going to happen. Your inheritance, it's like a program that will carry out its destiny. Unless you change it. Unless you change it. You sit in a field of opportunity, of abilities that no one really has told you about, that will be able to create healings in your body with and without help, but especially if you get a healer who will lead you through some of these difficulties, and they're watching now, they're watching now, and they're going, yes, continue, Kryon. Give it to them. Those healers are the ones who will take you by the hand and say, here is how it's done. And that's why they are watching this program. That's why they exist as old souls on this planet, because there are so many who don't truly understand how to believe. What do you do, human being, when all your life you're told something is a certain way and suddenly you learn that's not true? Or that may not be true, or there could be another way. What's your first impression? It's walk the other way, isn't it? Well, maybe that will change as well. There's new energies on this planet, dear ones. My time is up. Tomorrow I will reveal that which is layer 3 and 4 and tell you more and more about some of the real true power of the ability to change your chemistry in your own body. And the fourth channel, well, we'll see. New directions for my partner. Healing directions. I am Kryon, in love with humanity for good reason, being able to give you information because of that love. Because of that love. And so it is.